Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Radio Freaks, and welcome to a brand spanking new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evening?
It would go a lot better if you had headphones, because I can still hear the goddamn theme music as soon as I unmute you.
Oh, my bad.
Not mistaken.
Then I can't wear the hat.
Earbuds, dude.
Simple.
Yeah. Earbuds. Or the wireless ones.
Okay. I've got a lot of stuff to still get. I've got to get the webcam.
We'll start with the one that we can hear every time we start the show. Wear the goddamn hat like Jerry the King Law and just put that shit on top of the headphones.
JR?
No. Yes, JR. Yeah, well, I actually met the King because he used to wear the crown during commentary.
Did he really? I don't remember that. Oh, he did for like the longest time. Yeah.
But yeah, JR wore the hat too, didn't he?
Yep.
Yes.
There you go, Dan.
Well, I will work out the tech. I don't like the little, maybe they're better now, but I've never been a big fan of the smaller ear things.
It's the only head hole you don't like filled.
Yeah.
That's messed up. It's messed up.
He didn't You're argue, Bugs.
Spoiler Todd. Spoiler Todd.
My brain went to header too. But that's not where I was going, Dan, so that's your own fault.
Well, that's the way I took it. My mind's always in the gutters.
Right? No, I was talking about a full mouth, but go ahead.
So anyway, you see, friends like these. So, what have you guys been up to this fine evening? I know there's no, like, exciting answers for that right now, but... What have you been up?
Speak for yourself. I've been watching movies and TV shows. I'm having the time of my goddamn life.
Yeah.
You binged Waco, right? We'll probably have an episode on that at some point.
I did. In one sitting, I thought since I'd seen it before, I'd fall asleep, or at least get like an episode. Next thing you know, it's like 7 in the morning, and I've seen all 6 episodes. One sitting.
I mean, I know we've had pieces done. I know we had Sacrament, but how have we not had like a really good, like long miniseries of Jim Jones?
It has to be coming. Oh, Sacrament is shit. It has to be coming.
Yeah, it was almost too close to like it was a Jim Jones story, but it wasn't. I don't know. I had a couple issues with it, but it is really good.
That's insane. It is a Jim Jones story.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't
change the names. Why buy the rights when you don't have to?
Right.
You have to buy the rights?
I'm sure you have to pay somebody some restitution.
Well, that's interesting. We need to get our fellow lawyer friend on to answer questions like these. But it's a historical event. Why couldn't I do it? Oh, yes, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where you can hear us talk about crazy things like Waco and more content being added today. Support us. Always start $1.
I think I just added a new level to the $3 perk. Hatless Dan picks.
There's Hatless Dan picks out there.
Shut up. We're trying to get some money.
God damn it, Dan. Always fucking it up.
I will. How about?
Put your yarmulke on. We're trying to make some money.
Yeah.
How about shirtless Dan picks, and I will talk in
seconds. Oh, God.
But that's got to be at least $20 because they charge that on OnlyFans, and I'm not giving it.
All right. There goes Dan. Well, we'll let him back. All right. I don't know if we're going to let him speak yet, but at least he's there.
Know your role.
All right, Dan, you're back.
Oh, he knows
language. He started talking nonsense. We had to cut it off.
It's all good. I'm just trying to make us some money. So, yeah, patreon.com.
We were trying to make some goddamn money, and then you fucking said, oh, you can get those for free.
I'm just saying they exist, but I wasn't born with this awesome hat. The episode today is Porno Freaks, which may be one of the best titles we've ever had.
Yes.
It's got to be pretty good.
Which is also Dan's nickname.
Right now, that is accurate. So
right now, that's the
come on. Everybody's a porno.
The only difference is, Dan, you're using your Walmart time masturbating instead now. That's the only difference.
And movie time. I go to AMC.
Well, you're still you're using that driving time in there too.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. It's also a sad day because
what shirt are you wearing so we know who's dying next week?
Oh, that's he's the one that's killed people.
Yeah, it's became your thing now, Dan. Peter Jackson, RIP.
Peter Jackson's not on this.
But it's a Peter Jackson shirt, so I'm counting it. Peter Jackson dies, it's Dan's fault.
That's false. Who's Pug? You've taken out a lot of them, Pugs.
I don't know.
My streak. Whoa.
I just figured it out. It's double. He's double fucked. Pugs, what have you been watching all week?
Oh, shit. I started watching Lord of the Rings. Yeah, he's a goner. I love you, Pete.
The extended cuts?
Yeah. I have one more that I'll do today.
I'll tell you just because it's fun. I've only seen the first two.
You're fucking crazy.
I'm not fanatical about those movies.
Me either. I really like them, but I never revisit them with the extended cut. But Todd, you don't really care about these movies, and you usually save the last one to make sure it doesn't end. So what's the deal with this one?
I really stopped caring.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. One episode, one entry, one movie.
I know. Another 4 hours. What do I have?
Or you can watch the theatrical, 2.5.
Come on, it's still like 3.
Okay. You'll want to watch the. I mean, you got to commit.
Okay, we're going too far. Too much nerd.
Yeah, too much.
We're talking about fucking Lord of the Rings on our Porno Freak show. Now, if you want to talk about your Lord of the Rings porn parody, that'd be. Oh, no, that's a different show.
Porn of the Rings.
How do you think the hobbits get those, like, big hands, dude? Yeah. I mean, they know they're porno freaks.
The hobbits have foot fetishes. That's
my Dan's people.
I don't get foot people. I don't. I've never been like.
I will introduce you to one.
Look at the. I know who you're talking about. Look at. You told me this story.
Oh, okay.
You might. Yeah.
All right. Met the person.
Okay.
You have. That's right. That's
right. I just don't get it. It's like, oh, look at those.
Meaty souls. That was my favorite fucking line. I've never heard that before.
Meaty souls.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, nothing wrong with it. I just don't get it. I don't know.
That's like me with your sub ass. I don't get it either.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't get, like,
that's what I said. I just don't get it.
I've never popped a chub when it's like sandal season. Like, I just don't. I don't know. Like, I'm not like, oh, look at them flip flops.
Just spaghetti season or Sixth Sense season?
In jokes that I do not appreciate.
Hold on. One, they're not in jokes. We've openly talked about them on the show. Like, maybe he went on a 20-minute rant on fucking Sixth Sense child. And Dan has a fear of spaghetti that we've talked about a few times.
It's not a fear of spaghetti. It's a phobia about getting that certain food on my skin.
Is phobia not a synonym for fear?
It is.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm hitting the wrong button.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
All right. What are we reviewing, Dan?
Spaghetti.
Let's talk. Not literally, but still, let's talk some porno. All right. So our first film of the evening is from Fangoria and director Keola Rossella, and it is porno. Oh, man. They're lucky they got distribution. Abe is a burgeoning perv with a guilty conscience. Todd is Abe's spazzed out BFF and partner in crime. Chaz is a girl with a boy's name who hides her feelings behind a thick layer of goth eyeliner. Ricky is the star jock with a secret in his pants he dare not expose. What these uptight dweebs could never have guessed is that the wholesome movie theater they work at used to have a lot more than just gum stuck to the seats. When a remnant of the theater's porno past surfaces, the kids are visited by a sex demon that gives them a taste of the dark side. All right, that is porno. So not literal porno, but there you have it. Very interesting title choice to me, but I think
you're for shock value because it's a little unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, whoever wants to go first, I'll tag you guys in first.
Todd,
go for it. First? Oh, okay. Are we still deciding? Okay, yeah. Well, this was my pick, so I guess I'll go first. No, this was Pug's pick. That doesn't matter.
Is there a foreign pick?
Yeah.
It's a brand new movie. All?
So. Yes. yeah, I didn't see a trailer or anything. I was sold on the graphics and the name, as you can see. So I like horror, like stuck in a place, and even more like the few that there are stuck in a movie theater. So it had that going in for me. I thought the story was easy enough. The succubus was easy on the eyes. She had magical powers Dan would kill for. But this, yeah, I really liked it. But I do agree that the title.
And this.
Yeah, it definitely is.
There's a more clever name out there than.
But you know what? But it caught my interest and made me want to see it. So,
of course.
Yeah. I call it Porno Demon or.
Well, that gives it away a little bit, but no, not even really. I don't know, but they could have put Fangoria Presents Porno just to make it a little safer. And also, Fangoria is a name. I'm surprised them or Shudder didn't want their name like full blown.
Right. Above the thing. Maybe that was the decision. Well, if one can't, we're neither of us are.
Maybe.
You want to have like Fangoria Presents Porno, and then it's like you think like Tony Campone is like a pizza man, like just like.
Okay, that'd be hilarious.
You know what? Speaking of Tony, it always made me sad that he never did like a Crest commercial because that motherfucker's all smiles all the time. And it's infection. He's a really nice guy.
I remember him being surprised when I had him sign my Fangoria Weekend of Horrors VHS tape.
Oh my god, his smile probably got extra wide.
I have you too. See it, but I have one of the giant convention banners that was signed by everybody at that point.
How much did you come out of pocket? I just have to ask.
Honestly, considering, I want to say,
was it at the auction?
Yeah, it was like three something, which was a lot cheaper than that would use. I mean, it's like huge. It's over my staircase. So.
And how do you have it displayed?
It's displayed. It's like covers straight down the staircase as you come down here.
Nice.
Huge. Yeah, it's like one of the big. No, yeah, I know. I'll take a picture. It's hard to get
it. I have three.
Do you really?
I do. And it was at an auction, and they were all $25. No one wanted it. And I felt bad for Rob, our buddy Rob. He wanted the Candyman one with Tony Todd.
Right.
And he's like, oh, and I just won three of them. So he's like, oh, I can get one. He placed a bid. Someone outbid him, and he's like, oh, fuck it. So as we're walking to the car, this asshole on the phone who just won the bid is like, oh, yeah, I just got this one thing for like, I think it was like $40. It's not even that much. And then Rob just felt defeated. He's like, this motherfucker had to be here right now as the day's ending, and I'm walking out empty-handed. I'm like, we could beat him up.
Single shot one? Huh? Like a Tony Todd? Or was this like the...
It was Tony Todd, and he had Candyman, and then some of his other characters. I think one
was
Hatchet.
I got some interesting ones, like Stan Winston, I think, was on my banner. Two people now that are dead, Betsy Palmer. It was one of the cooler things I've got. I'm lucky I have enough
space. I don't have them displayed, though. They're all rolled up, but one day.
I tapped out at like $100. So I was like, nope. And they went for like $300.
See, that's crazy. That's what I thought it was going to go for. But next thing you know, I'm walking out $75 in three gigantic fucking banners. I'm like, this is cool.
They can go higher than that, especially
if it's
everyone.
I noticed, like, with the banners, because normally they have two of the big ones with everyone's signature.
Yeah.
The first one always goes cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has that regret that they didn't get it. Like, all right, here's my money.
Well, that one was only $125, so I'll get the second one for the same. And then it just goes higher and higher and higher.
It's a lot of signatures. I mean, it is worth it if you do that, especially now with everybody charging. Yeah.
I don't get signatures on those. It's final, not gonna last.
Yeah.
Unless you do the clear spray, the sealant.
Mm-hmm. Where'd it go?
Oh yeah. We were talking about Fangoria's porno.
Well, at least it's somewhat in topic.
Fangoria. Yes, I liked the movie. I thought it was fun. There's a better movie like this, Midnight movie. This is a good double feature with that. Could have had a little more. I'm gonna be Dan. I'm wearing your hat here. Could have had a little more nudity for something called porno. But yeah, right. I recommend checking this out.
I was surprised at the amount of nudity that it did have, quite frankly, because it is there. You know, mostly topless, but you get a little more. So I actually had a great time with this. It's again,
there was full nudity, Dan.
Huh?
There was full nudity.
Yeah, brief.
Well, you said topless.
Well, I'll also say I think there was something going on with the pubes there.
It was a merkin, but it doesn't mean she wasn't topless or she wasn't fully nude.
Yeah, I know.
I like you can actually use merkin in a real sentence here. That's fucking awesome. How often does that happen? Right?
It was a merkin. It's a funny name.
You know where I learned what a merkin was? From Troma.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember which one of the early sex comedies. There's a commercial for a merkin in it.
God, it goes back that far. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and there's a jingle and everything. Once you hear it, it'll get stuck in your head. I finally got it out of mine. You know what? I'm going to find it. That'll be a feature next week.
I think we need
All right. So, like, obviously, you can make comparisons to Demons, which is kind of like the ultimate movie theater horror movie. That this is not Demons. But I liked it a lot. It was interesting, and I almost have to ask this. So the Christian movie theater that they work at, which I thought was actually a fun element.
But is it really a Christian movie theater or just people who are all Christians running a movie theater?
I think this was a Christian. Well,
they didn't show Christian movies.
Like, yeah, they were showing. Yeah, and League of Their Own, not Christian movies. They're just not.
Well, they're safe though. But here's my question.
Well, they never made a point to call it a Christian movie theater. I just thought it was a bunch of people, you know, working at a Christian. You've never had a fucking wacko boss who's like all religious.
Well, it,
and he's given other religious
R-rated movie. But here's my question. So this, obviously, I can't remember League of Their Own, but is this supposed to take place in the early 90s? Or was this just like some theater that ran older movies?
No, it was definitely.
I think it was a theater that ran older movies. Really? It was in the 90s?
No cell phones, no mention of it.
They were on the clock and everything was in their locker room.
I took it as it was set then because there's no references to anything that would make it now. But they also made no big deal about it, what year it was, so it can kind of go either way.
The guy also talked about being a big fan of The Cure.
Yeah, that works. Today. But see, I think maybe they just went for timeless, so you kind of figure out.
Okay, maybe that then, because was Encino Man and League of Their Own the same year?
Encino Man was like 94. I think it was like Pauly Shore's first.
No, movie. It was not 94. It was before that. I want to say it was 92.
It felt like a throwback theater to me.
No, Encino Man's 92, and I'm 99% that so is League of Their Own.
Okay.
Let me look.
Yeah, honestly, that never even crossed my mind.
It 92. Was, both are 92. Okay.
It probably adds up because, I mean, even Christian kids aren't quite as naive as the people that not you know in the age.
I think I was too involved. I also did not notice the no cell phone thing.
You almost have to now.
Oh, my God. There's a boombox, too.
I only noticed the cell phone thing is because when they don't, like, make an excuse for it, I'm like, okay, there's no cell phones. Because that's normally the first thing that happens in a modern horror film.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually prefer they do this. Oh, I got the fucking exact giveaway. It was the 90s. And there's no argument out of it. They were playing movies on film.
I didn't even think about it. Yeah, so this takes place in 92.
Throwback theater steel show film.
I know, I was gonna see
real theaters too.
Throwback too, because everyone had to convert.
So I do have to put over the gore in this. It gets surprisingly nasty and I win.
Oh, that's
right. And I will spoil it, but
oh yeah.
That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
When they have to tie it off, is that all? Is that I'm going to say?
Oh God! Yeah.
Dan's favorite part was the bathroom scene when he was taking it.
That was that gore gag. It's impressive. I actually with you guys. I have never felt like that. I was like, oh my God! these guys fucking went for it. So on that alone. You gotta go see it. This Cadbury fucking gnarly.
He was like putting it back in. I was like, oh.
Just flopping it around like it's a piece of fucking lunch meat.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was like really horrible.
Yeah.
This movie, I liked it a lot. It has like a unique tone to it. And I can't even quite describe it. It's not like laugh out loud funny, but it's the right mix for me, and it doesn't sacrifice being a horror movie. Like I said, there are a couple supremely nasty gore bits. I will say I would have liked it needed better developed villains for me. They weren't, I don't know, I wanted more personality out of them, if that makes sense, particularly the female lead, but good God, easy on the eyes for sure. And
there's the hat.
I really like this. I'm probably partial being that it takes place in a theater and yeah. And I like also Heavy Metal Jeff. Especially
it's hardcore.
When he's looking at the screen and there's like the skin being ripped off and everything, he's like, nope, I'm out. It was subtle stuff. And I was going to try and work this in at the line, watch your mouth, Demon Todd. But
Wild card, bitch.
So what do you guys say? Because
I love it too. And the one that you didn't, you kind of inferred it, but the cast was all great too. You highlighted a few of them, but I think overall, I mean, yeah. I liked everyone.
Ginger Todd.
Ginger Todd. Wild card, bitch.
I give this one a 4. I really loved it. It's not a classic horror film, but you'll have a really good time.
I'm a 4.5. I was going back and forth.
See, I was sitting at a 4 when we started, but then you reminded me of that fucking gag that affects. That's going to get a whole half point extra for me. 4.5. Like, this one is a must-see because I think that gag will be the top one of the year.
On par with almost anything I've seen recently. I mean, it's just like, God. Like, if you make a gore hound like me uncomfortable, you did something right.
It's impressive.
That's very impressive. All right. So, moving on, we are going to talk a classic film, an all-time classic film, one of my absolute favorites, and that is 1972's blood-sucking Freaks or the Incredible Torture Show, as some knew it as. And it is from the late, great writer-director Joel M. Reed. And Bloodsucking Freaks takes you to a bizarre off-Broadway theater of the macabre, operated by a deranged impresario inside, including inside sadistic entertainments are staged for his audience's pleasure, including tortures, dismemberments, and other gruesome acts which appear to be fake. When people begin disappearing off the streets of Manhattan, the twisted truth begins to chillingly sink in. These horrifying, blood-curdling acts are not theatrical at all. All right, so this is a movie. I remember when I first saw it. Todd's old enough to see it first run, but I saw it on home video, and it blew my mind. It just blew my mind. I thought 1972. I'm probably going to get. You know, I'm not going to get like a huge gore show.
76.
Yeah, it was shot in 72, though, wasn't it?
I can tell you. I can tell you when it was released in 76 because it was the year I was born. So,
okay. All right. I could be wrong. For some reason, 72 is in my head, and I thought they shot it a little earlier. But all right, 76, either way.
You tend to go off when it was released anyway. So
yeah, that's true. All right. So, but anyways, when I first saw it, my mind was blown. I was not expecting the level of depravity that I got. Every single scene in this film is absolutely fucked up. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm like, is he throwing darts at that girl's ass? it's like, really? It is disgusting, vile, and I love every goddamn minute of it. I have a lot to fangasm about this movie, so I will tag you guys. And when did you first discover it? What was your
reaction? Hold on, pause, Dan. I mean, you jumped right into it. You didn't even bring up why we're talking about this movie or any of the important reason.
Yeah, I said the late great Joel M. Reed.
Okay. The whole reason we're doing this, Dan, is you wanted a tribute show. Like, yeah, this fucker died. We're talking about his movie. Moving on. I mean, that's literally how you did it.
All right. I apologize.
Joel M. Reed. He's not going to hear it.
He's looking down with Ralph.
And he's like, this motherfucker just was like, fucker died. Let's talk about the movie.
They're on a cloud right now throwing darts at Angel's butt cheeks. They're good.
Jesus. Amazing.
What are we, like 2 months at this point?
Yeah. So, 6 anyway. Weeks. He was, Joel was one of the last of his generation. I mean, it's so sad. It feels like just recently, it's like we're losing H.G. Lewis, David Friedman. I mean, all of the exploitation greats now are almost gone completely. And yeah, he was one of the last ones. You know, we still got Frank Henenlotter, but
yeah. No basket case shirts, Dan or Frank, on the show.
No basket case shirts. So describe when you first saw this, because this is certainly one you had to have a strong reaction to one way or the other. What was it like?
I'll go. Okay. So I thought this was my first time seeing this movie. It wasn't. I've seen it and I totally forgot. So it didn't have an impact on me like Dan, but I was like, oh shit, that's right. This one. But the first time, the reason why I saw it way back when, I think Rob Zombie and Briggs were talking about it from the Rob Zombie band, the solo band, in some interview. So I was like, oh, I gotta check that out. And then I did, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But it didn't stick with me. This time, however, this hit like way harder. I was like, oh man, this is fucked up. This is fucked up and fun, though. A lot of nudity, which I appreciate. And the main guy, he looks like my friend Art of Horror on Instagram. Check out his work. He's pretty good. And I actually have to bring that up to him because I think it's unintentional.
So. You know, also, this film's kind of a cursed film, too, as we've recently been doing these episodes, because Sardou, the actor, was murdered. Ralphus, that actor, Louis, he died early. The lead ballerina, she died. There's not a lot of people left from it, at least in.
So a movie from 42 years. Oh shit! This is cursed. Everyone's dying. You know what's really fucking cursed? Gone with the Fucking Wind. Everyone's dead.
Shut up, God.
Okay. Real quick,
apartment right after this movie, so it wasn't 40 years ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to say we're announcing the Flesh Wound remake with Dan as Sardou and Phil Fondacaro as Ralphus. I know what scene Dan's looking forward to.
Hey, it's 2020. It doesn't have to be Phil Fondacaro. It can be Bridget Powers, sir.
No, we're not doing any of that woman power stuff.
Yeah, no race swapping, no fucking gender swapping.
It can be Bridget. It can be Bridget.
You want woke blood sucking freaks? No, that's not you.
If we swap that gender, we got to swap all the other genders. So that means everyone captures dudes.
You mean you don't want to see like Catherine Isabel and like a bunch of like slave boys and she's like throwing darts at their dinguses?
God, no, I'm not a sub like you.
He's kind of winning me over, though, with just one second. Catherine Isabel? Yeah. The rest is just whatever. yeah, go for it, Todd.
Oshaka, the reason I watched this one, because it was Troma, and it was always fucking, well, it's a Troma pickup, but it's always been one of their, when people talk about the Troma pickups, this is one that always kind of is not included in that, because it's so good, people. You know how that is.
Snobs.
Well, it's that, or it's like, yeah. But I'm trying to think what year I saw. I know I saw it on VHS. I can't remember what year, but it was not upon initial release, Dan. I was not in. It came out when I was 8 days old, I think.
You had your like crib, it was like sticking to the grindhouse floor, and you don't know, you could have been there. Don't assume things, Todd.
No, I know my first movie was Apocalypse Now. First one I remember though was Star Wars, and that was my dad taking me, and we were late. Showed up when they were walking down the hallways, the 3PO, but I remember it. Mexican time.
It had to be smarter than anything you'd seen at that point.
I don't even, it probably was, but it didn't affect me. I mean, it doesn't jump out, like, kind of like Pugs. The first time I saw it, I was like, okay, this is cool. But I don't think till, like, the DVD is when I was really like, okay, this is the shit.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the newest cut, I think, is the one Pugs saw. Did you see the scene that was really out of place that you could tell was? Yeah.
And I don't remember seeing that the first time I saw it.
It wasn't there.
I remember it a lot. I'm like, oh, there. This is extra weird. Cool.
it changes the tone of the film too.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if Joe Bob Briggs will be showing that version. Because it really makes a difference.
He's got testicles.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess it's already up at this point. We should have watched it. We could still watch it.
It's a long.
It's on Shudder.
Yeah, it's on Shudder. Check it out.
Sardu's kind of complicated, though. He's not.
That's just why we cast you.
A dominating person. I mean, because
he likes what he likes.
He likes a little of everything. Sardu's a complex person. But man, like the dental scene, it's like, I'm just going to remove these teeth so you can't bite. I mean, I was like, God damn, this is.
We've all been there.
That sounds like a story I don't want to hear about right now, but
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, California earthquake and just bit down, and yeah, it's horrible. The gore in this is intense. It's one, though, that it may not qualify as upsetting only because some of it is just so out there. I mean, like I said, Ralph is sitting there. Yes, master. Him, like, eating his dinner on the nude girl's back and, like, the camera is falling down her ass crack. It's like, what the fuck? But it's safe to say this could not be made today. It's definitely in that classic.
That's our remake.
Yeah, so I was going to say, yeah, the Soska sisters, blood-sucking freaks. I see
that's,
the eye.
That's how you get Catherine Isabel Pugs, so you there wanted you it. You liked it. See?
What if you get to be one of the slaves that whips her?
I'm cool.
There I get to whip her?
Yeah, well, yeah. Sarge, you got whipped, so if she's going
to I got to reciprocate, too?
Dan's all
I prefer if the Suskets had nothing to do with it. Just throwing it out there.
Although, if we are going to say the one time they did do anything with Catherine Isabella, it was amazing. So,
there it is. Yeah, that's definitely their best film.
That is their best film.
if you see this movie is aged very well in the sense that it's just as shocking. There's nothing you're going to look at here and think, this was shocking then.
As Lloyd mentions on the intro, I think it's more shocking now.
It is, yeah. This one's
because you can't make these anymore. And he even mentioned the fact that a lot of things get less shocking as they get older, and it's kind of like the opposite on this one, which I agree with.
There's a lot of horror films.
Although
the only thing that's missing is an N-word.
I think our next film's going to fall into this more shocking category too, but
yeah, we do. This is not a light week in terms of our
Once again, I had the time of my life.
and tomorrow we're getting a little extra misogynistic with our Dead Hooker show.
It was a theme.
Whose theme was that? Who could have picked such a horrible idea? Oh, I
could have been. So, this, if you haven't seen it, I do consider this a must-watch horror film. It's not going to be for everybody, obviously, but I think this is one that qualifies as important and just to our genre. It is. It is a classic horror film that you must see. And I think it's the best thing, in-house or not, that Troma's ever had their name attached to. I am ride or die with blood.
I'm not going to go that far, but
for me, it is not even.
It's their best non-Lloyd produced film. Period. I'll give it that, but that's as far as I can go.
Well, yes, you are very attached to Toxic Avenger. I know. But
well, no, Terra Firma would be the top drama film, period.
Oh yes, I love all the in-house stuff. So all right, but
Avenger 4 for me.
That, see, I go back and forth with Terra Firma and that. So
Toxic all the way.
That's the one movie I threw on one time. I was like, ah, this won't bother my wife. She lasted like all of 4 minutes when they started killing the retards.
I'm never going to get laid, so why can't I masturbate?
Maybe we have to do a watch along for that. Dance gets some goddamn headphones.
Not a PC movie at all. So, Bloodsucking Freaks. Come on.
I'm a 4.5.
I'm a 4.
I knew Dan has it is. But Dan like gets extra hard for it.
Extra. This is a full on.
This rock. Is what made him a sub.
Shut up, Todd.
you notice he never argues with me. He just tells me to shut up.
Okay,
baby. Swift. Like the best of both worlds. You don't just like to be whipped. You like to do the whipping and mostly doing the whipping. So shut the fuck up, Todd.
Unless she's black.
Messed up.
Then he extra whips.
Hugs is black for you in the audio only version. That's why he makes these horrible jokes. So yes, there jokes. You go. All right. So, and I do want to also say that Bloodsucking Freaks is on Blu-ray now. I don't know if we mentioned that, which is a version you will want to get.
And I do want to say, Dan, I thought this was a safe space where I could give an honest review number, and I didn't have to feel shame for it. Do you still think we're working for that old company and they're trying to make me change my review number?
The Horror Society?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. But...
Dan, every time.
I know.
We've done it before, unfairness on that one. So
again, that was not on YouTube.
I said the Horror Society.
Okay.
In case you didn't hear it the first time.
That wasn't clear enough, Dan. Could have just said the whores.
The whores. Okay. There you go.
Maybe we're going to get an uncensored version on the other one now, too.
Speaking of which, moving on to our next movie. Which I'm very excited to talk about, from director Archibald Flankcrinston. If that's your real name, dude, I am so sorry for the ass whoopings that you got.
You saying Archie didn't get laid? Come on.
Yeah, but what are you going to do when you like walk up and you're new to class and it's like, I'm Archibald?
You don't. You say I'm Archie.
Or... Do you guys know who Edward Lee is? Because he's my favorite writer. And if you fuck with me, I'll tell you. Read this, find out what happened.
I'll elaborate on Lee, too, because he is one of my favorite authors. But all right, so this movie's from 2009. From the mind of horror author Edward Lee comes this horrifying tale of grueling revenge and backwoods terror. Stuart Cummings, a government agent, playing both sides of the law, finds himself in the nightmarish crossfire of a bloody family vendetta. Forced to delve deep into a series of gruesome murders, Cummings encounters the most twisted method of revenge ever conceived by man, the header. What's a header? Only redneck Travis Tuckton and his evil grandpappy knows for sure. And once you learn the shocking answer, you may never be the same. Get ready for the acclaimed horror film that may be the ultimate in violence and gore. Header is a film of unrelenting, twisted terror. All right, so this was put out a while ago now, 2009, from Synapse Films. Only DVD, unfortunately, but yeah. All right, so Edward Lee, I'm a massive fan of his work, particularly the more extreme stuff, which... you know, about 75% of what he's done. And I tell you, I was shocked when this was announced back then, because I was like, how the fuck do you do it? I mean,
right.
On that budget too.
Well, believe it or not, Header's pretty twisted and the book is a lot more twisted than the movie, but it is not nearly his most twisted story. Look at the Teratologist.
I was going to say, are we going to do non-spoiler then spoiler? Because I kind of feel like we have to.
Yeah, because it's not really a spoiler what the header is for very long. So it's, but yeah, we will get in. We'll warn you first. But
now you know why Dan wears a hat and left West Virginia.
God damn it. I don't remember if this pretty accurate.
You know why you don't remember
anything? That's messed up. There's no holes in my head. God damn it. All right. So, anyways, Edward Lee is the shit. If you want to go to dark, twisted places, I highly recommend The Teratologist, which he co-wrote with Ralph James White, who's another extreme horror icon. Sexual stuff that will literally make you puke. Gore that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams. He is, yeah, it doesn't get any more disgusting, but he is a very good writer. And
seeing, they're in my cart for Amazon.
Books.
Yeah.
Books.
I have that and the Teratologist. What did you say?
Teratologist. I'll tell you, dude, like that one, even like the first 20 pages, I mean, it's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? I don't know how you could order, how you could adapt that. So, like, again, you look at header and think it doesn't get any worse. It gets a lot worse. Okay. That is like nothing compared to,
you know, you want to hear something funny? I'm looking at the IMDb page and under the reviews. This is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Important, all caps. Every positive review here is fake. Well, we're going to call bullshit on that.
Absolutely. Dan, since you're a big fan of Edward Lee, did you pop for him and Jack Ketchum in their little cameo?
Wait. Yeah. Hold on. I'm just going to read the last sentence of this review. Yeah. As for me, this is my first review on IMDb and may actually be my last. I specifically created this account because of the header reviews irritated me so much.
This I think actually came out right before Human Centipede, actually. So
what year was Human Centipede?
I want to say 2010, because I think that had its 10th anniversary.
Yeah, this is 2006, but it didn't come out from Synops till 2009.
Okay. Yeah, I did pop. Ketchum passed away a few years ago. He is also an icon, such a great writer. So this is a very low budget movie. Extremely low budget. They did this on the cheap.
That's it. Forgive a lot, but they earned it from me.
Yeah.
To look the other way.
It's weird because there's Edward Lee. Rednecks are kind of a theme in his books. A lot of like rednecks, backwoods horror. And even in the books, he writes them like some of the dialogue in a very, sometimes even hard to understand way. And there are moments in here where the acting is definitely a little bit questionable. But again, you're playing an almost otherworldly.
You'll know when I was kind of like, all right, what are these guys getting me into? Blah, blah, blah. Then it changes on time.
Yeah.
And I do want to say, it's estimated, and I think this is a high estimate, that the budget was $350,000.
That wasn't anywhere close to that.
I think maybe they put that budget up.
Yeah, this was a lot.
That better include advertising.
Right. it's not even.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Maybe not that's how much quarter. They got from Synapse.
Yeah, maybe a quarter.
I'm going to say, now I want Rob Zombie's header.
Yeah, I would want Alexander Aja's header. I think he would fuck that shit up.
I think it's a good opportunity for Rob Zombie's White Trash to shine, but I definitely get the Aja one.
There is actually, and I saw it, I don't know where I saw it. It was like somebody had somebody had like sent it. I don't know, but there was a short film. I want to say for the Big Head. I saw it forever ago, and I don't know if it ever got made, but his stuff is it might have even been something that they were trying to get a feature made.
I think there's a Big Head short.
There is? Okay. I think I've seen that. Oh, it was long before 2018, though. But maybe that finally came out.
Maybe.
But it was definitely in this vein.
What?
Todd, this was your first time seeing it, right?
Yes. Okay. That's why I want to ask you, Todd, what's your opinion?
Well, we know you started out rough, and then all of a sudden you saw the light, so.
Yeah. Hold on, I found the Big Head listing. I'll check it after this. I was like, what did they got me into? I'm like, all right, I'm giving it a chance. Then all of a sudden, something changed, and my eyes were glued. And I was like, I got to go to West Virginia.
Yeah. You're talking about uprooting, which is fucking hilarious.
You talk a minute, and let me grab the book and see if it says West Virginia.
Oh, no, it does, because it says it on the map. I noticed after I asked.
Okay. So I wasn't sure. It's accurate. It's close.
Again, why Dan had to move. One more time, and he would have been even more computer. Less computer.
If I had Pappy there to, you know, guide me through
it. Get yourself a hit of what? I fucking hate him.
Yes. See, I picture Dan being Pappy with his nephews.
This
is going to be in 10 years. I said in 10 years.
I have my legs, sir.
For now.
I won't spoil it yet because we are going to get into spoilers, but like when he's picked up, God damn.
You were the best grandson ever, boy. I don't remember how this movie got on my radar. I must have been at a convention or something. But when someone explained the premise to me, I was like, fuck yeah, I want to check that out. Little did I know it would become one of my most favorite fucking movies to show people. I remember I took it to a party one time. Everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Only like two people that are like really close to me are like, this is awesome, and you're awesome for showing it to me. So, yeah, I absolutely love Header. It's always one of my recommendations. But I have to warn everybody, like, it's low budget.
Yeah.
Extremely low budget.
Yeah.
And you got to forgive it for the content that we get because, whoo, they knock it out of the park for me.
Well, and you have Edward Lee, if we ever see any more, and I certainly hope we do, it has to be super, super low budget because this would offend like 99% of the world, I think. So, and again, Header is light compared to some of his other literature.
That is so exotic. Think about. That's awesome.
Dude, you need to do a book review of Teratologist. You have to. Luckily, it's fairly short. A lot of his more extreme stuff tends to be relatively, you know, it's not long, maybe 150 pages or something, if that. And I want to hear your review. Okay. It describes some of the most disgusting sexual acts that you could ever imagine. It makes a Header seem like a blowjob. I'll put it that way. It's
really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Get that, read that shit. We'll kind of rate this and go into a deeper spoiler discussion. It's not, you find out what a Header is pretty quick. So this isn't like you're going through 90 minutes to find out.
Yeah.
But, and it's a 2009 movie, so you very well may have heard of it. All right, so I have to be realistic in my review in the sense that, yes, there are technical issues that you could pick at. It is very low budget. Some of the acting varies in quality, but the characters are so memorable. And, I mean, it is. It's almost like a redneck fairy tale from hell. So I didn't need them all to be realistic. I'm going to give it 4 stars. Not for everybody. And yeah. And even some of the gore might have been a little better developed if it did have a budget, but man, it's disgusting. Holy shit, is it disgusting. What say you, gentlemen?
Maybe it's just because I just saw it. I'm a 4.5. I really fucking like this thing.
It's awesome. I am totally grading emotional here. I absolutely love this. I understand why you guys are being a little more realistic, because are you gonna
cuss at me like Dan did?
No, absolutely not. You do you, I'll do me.
Thank you.
Five. There we go.
See, that's how you handle it like a professional, Dan.
Five on a curve.
Enjoy. You'd say five. Fuck you, Todd. See,
so there you go. All right, spoiler warning. Spoiler warning.
Get the drill.
We're gonna start talking more openly about it.
I didn't even get a chance to pop up the spoiler gimmick.
Even if they're watching us or listening, they can hear me say spoiler warning.
But I don't want them to be like, I didn't know spoilers were coming.
What if they turn the captions on and they're deaf, Dan? Don't be an ass.
There you go.
There.
Wow. I feel bad for the deaf person that watches this. They sure do say fuck a lot. And wait.
The auto conversion probably fucks it up.
How does it explain to a deaf person what a header is?
In English, they can read.
We're about,
like, what's that we're in about, sign? Like,
we're about like, to do it. Dan, okay. I think Pug should have the pleasure of letting her.
Explain a header. Explain
all right. So when someone does you super dirty, and there is only one way to get revenge, you take a circular saw, and you get that drill bit. Strap them down to a table, you turn it on, and then you drill the cap of their skull open without tearing the membrane. Then you get a blade, a little slit just to fit your pecker, and then you hump the shit out of it, boy. You hump the shit out of it. Get yourself a header.
And this is our last YouTube video now.
Why don't you just that's do like right. a how-to video, Pugs? Get like a
we should totally film one. Patreon. Fucking hilarious! I'm Patreon in. Exclusive. I know a girl who would do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want any bone splitters to
get in your brick. Yeah. So that's a header. You skull fuck somebody, but in the most brutal way. You hump their brain till they're dead, or they're dead before. But hopefully not. And apparently it feels better than a pussy or an asshole or a mouth. So,
header. I was going to say, they didn't seem interested in anything else, so.
No.
They were just. Oh, God. When he picks it up, his pappy is like, what kind of man am I if I'm going to enjoy a header and my pappy?
Just, that's a good boy.
And then look, he's like picking him up. He's like, eh. And then he starts like.
And then they do the Rob Zombie cuts where it's like fade to black, fade in, fade to black.
So going to be Dan in a decade. So yeah. why do we have headers popping up everywhere in Atlanta now? Just don't be out of stock on the Blu-ray Dan wants.
All these bloody weeds.
I kind of like how the ATF agent just like already knew about all this shit. He's like, God damn, a header.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Well,
it's
they like, hadn't seen one in years, so. Right.
It's how we do it around here. I kept imagining like this happening in Mayberry, like Barney, just like this.
Andy, there's another header over there. Paul, what's a header?
Otis, like from the jail, is like, a header is when you carve off the membrane.
I actually really want that now. Andy Griffin headers.
Barney. Jesus fucking Christ, Andy! What the fuck?
I don't even know what voice Dan's doing, but that's even more entertaining.
I'm nuts.
It's close.
Okay. I like it better when he was doing the other one and it sounded like fucking what's his name from Pet Sematary?
Oh, Hedda.
Yeah, there we go.
Gwen.
Did you say head is header?
You don't want to go down that road.
There. See, that he nails, but he was doing a different accent, whatever.
Yeah. Who's giving? Can you imagine that girl he liked in Andy Griffith, like, turns up dead? I want to say Floyd is the one giving the headers. He, like, goes to the barber shop.
It better be Gomer.
And all I know is you have so many people confused right now. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Oh, we're fantasy booking Andy Griffith's header. I know.
You
know what Andy Griffith
is. You imagine Floyd the barber? Like, he just comes in and Floyd's, like, on the fucking
table. As long as Matlock's the one they put on the case and we bring all the worlds together.
Absolutely. So, Todd, what was your favorite scene of this movie?
Fuck.
The one that stands out.
I think, honestly, probably because it was just like, what the fuck? The first header. But, yeah.
Did you come without knowing?
Yeah, I didn't know it. You guys didn't tell me. Okay. And this is why when Dan is not spoiler Dan, it's helpful.
This is why I do my best to not do that.
I know.
I'm so glad this lived up to it because this could easily go the opposite way because of how fucking shitty it's made. But like,
you should know.
I figured. It's so fucking good. Like, the first time I saw it, I could not believe it. I'm like, man, this is kind of shitty quality, but it adds to the fun.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I couldn't imagine Header being made with, I don't know, like Ryan Gosling in the lead.
Oh, I'd so watch that.
Header.
Can you imagine, like, the theme to, like, Drive? Drive is playing. And he's, like, fucking the head. Wow. All right.
So we're at an hour, so.
All right.
Yeah, we are at an hour, so, yes. Header, if nothing else, is a must-see for any fans of extreme horror.
Fucking see it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to experience it. So that's all we got. We want everybody, again, support the Patreon, fleshwoundfeatures.com. We have a lot of uncensored content and exclusive stuff that you can only find there. More being added every week. And also be sure to go to fleshwoundfeatures.com and join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, or we'll cut your fucking head off.
And give you a header.
And give you a header. We will cut it off and then fuck the head. How about that?
It's one or the other.
We don't want to get weird.
Well, no. Well, you got to save the hole because first do the header, then we do the high tension.
I was going to say high tension. Okay.
We're not. So that's the header. Yeah. We're not perverts. And be sure to like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page as well. All of that helps us. And here on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. We're YouTube virgins, so new channel. And that very much helps. So please subscribe. Please like if you come upon us. Absolutely helps. And that's all I've got. Good night, guys.
Good night. Adios.